In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. The topic I want to discuss is of great importance, and if you understand it well, it can bring at least two significant benefits. First, it brings exceptional credibility. If we truly internalize this and act on it, we'll gain credibility like nothing else. Second, it helps build a strong and lasting relationships, turning us into the king of hearts in our field. Imagine sitting down to learn about something that will not only enhance your reputation, but also strengthen your business relationships, making you a respected figure in your market. So what is this all about? It's a subject that's entirely in our control. It doesn't depend on external circumstances. It's about changing certain inner settings to achieve what we rightfully deserve. This topic is responsibility. Responsibility might seem simple, but let's dive deeper. If you follow everything I share and in the end you see no results, feel free to tell me my advice was useless. However, if you apply it well, you'll see it has substantial value. Let's define responsibility. It's doing what you must or what's expected of you. To give you a familiar perspective, Winston Churchill, known for his wisdom, described responsibility as directly proportional to your greatness. If you want to be number one in your field, you must be equally responsible. Now let's look at common attitudes in society. People often say the world is unfair, or when they face setbacks, they generalize, blaming everyone. Such attitudes are prevalent among people who complain, break rules, or blame their surroundings. But we're here to talk about a different kind of responsibility, one that brings real value to ourselves and our work. Imagine having a toolbox filled with different tools versus just one screwdriver. The full toolbox, representing responsibility, will obviously allow you to complete tasks more efficiently. Similarly, adopting responsibility means we're better equipped to pursue opportunities. In our field, let's remember, external events are beyond our control. Social situations, our partners, family, or colleagues, these are all outside influences. I have no control over them. And understanding this truth is liberating. Recognizing that I have no control over external events allows me to focus entirely on what I can control. Responsibility is that essential tool that empowers us to achieve what we aim for. So let's write down and categorize these points carefully, because they are meant to help us pursue growth, income, and brand development with clarity. Many times, mothers-in-law or fathers-in-law aren't truly as bad as they're perceived to be. Often, it's mentality of the daughter-in-law or son-in-law that can distort their view, turning minor issues into bigger problems. Why does this happen? Because the daughter-in-law or son-in-law focuses solely on the negative traits of the mother-in-law or father-in-law, examining them under a magnifying glass. Even the simplest magnifying glass can burn when focused, and these traits become magnified unnecessarily. People who dwell on why someone else is acting a certain way or why they seem antagonistic are displaying a lack of responsibility. This mindset can seep into business and personal relationships, where an excessive focus on trivial things can harm interactions. Instead of worrying about how others behave, responsible individuals focus on managing their own responses. This principle is essential in business too. The most successful people don't waste time nitpicking others' flaws. They remain focused on their own goals. In business, professionalism and responsibility are essential for earning respect and trust attributes that can't simply be discounted or achieved with quick tactics. To truly excel and be viewed as reliable, you need to embody core principles of responsibility and positive behavior. Here are some specific ways to develop and demonstrate professional responsibility effectively. Number one, positive mindset. Professional responsibility starts with a positive outlook. This doesn't mean ignoring challenges. Instead, focus on solutions. Just like a bee finds the one flower in a field of weeds, a successful professional maintains a constructive perspective. In negotiations or challenging situations, avoid defaulting to negativity about people or outcomes. Positivity is key to maintaining focus and building productive relationships. Number two, flexibility and adaptability. Being rigid can damage relationships and trust. Responsible individuals remain flexible and adaptable, especially when plans need to shift. Number three, encouragement and motivation for others. Supporting and motivating colleagues, especially during tough times, strengthens teamwork and establishes you as a natural leader. Even when faced with obstacles, encouraging others creates a sense of unity and trust. For example, if you're in a challenging situation, provide positive reinforcement to keep everyone motivated. This not only elevates your presence, but also fosters a respectful environment, positioning you as a valuable team player. Number four, avoiding minor conflicts and ego traps. Don't waste energy on petty conflicts or unnecessary criticism. Sometimes we worry that being lenient will cause others to take advantage of us. However, it's important to remember that maintaining respect and professionalism takes priority. Focus on your work and keep interactions courteous. Even when you sense the other person might be testing boundaries. This approach keeps you focused on your goals, unaffected by small distractions. Number five, leading with integrity. Be a role model for the behavior you wish to see in others. When you treat others with respect, patience, and empathy, they're more likely to respond similarly. If your interactions are grounded in integrity and genuine respect, people will be drawn to work with you and trust your leadership. The essence of professional responsibility, especially in business, lies in prioritizing real, actionable strategies that directly support deal-making and income generation. Here are some practical methods for building professional responsibility and influence that align directly with business objectives. Number one, prioritize strategic conversations with key decision makers. Engaging with industry leaders such as heads of unions or influential managers can open doors to new opportunities. Regular interactions with these individuals establish your presence and credibility in your field. Building rapport with these figures creates the potential for new projects or deals, as they'll be more likely to think of you when opportunities arise. Number two, frequent visibility in relevant networks. Establish yourself by making frequent relevant appearances in your professional network. Whether through industry meetings, gatherings, or direct outreach, consistent presence ensures you stay top of mind for others in your field. This isn't about making noise. It's about being recognized as a reliable, familiar player in your domain. Number three, maintain a professional reputation and accountability. Responsibility in business means taking ownership of your actions and commitments. Deliver on your promises consistently and let others see your reliability in every transaction. Your track record builds a reputation that precedes you, making people more likely to trust and engage with you. Number four, focus on tangible, business-relevant solutions. While broad advice on personal responsibility has its place, prioritize actions that directly benefit your business growth. Apply practical strategies that align with your specific business needs, avoiding unnecessary complexity. Direct business-focused responsibility boosts credibility and strengthens business relationships. Ultimately, professional responsibility means connecting directly with decision makers, enhancing your visibility, and maintaining accountability in a way that promotes growth and profitability. These steps support both short-term goals, like closing deals, and long-term growth by establishing you as a trusted, integral part of your industry. So if I want to sum it up, I have to say that you need to just clarify and understand what responsibility means in your own field of business and industry. The other way around, not only you cannot go further, but also you would be ignored and just dismissed from the domain of business you're working in. So rather than wasting your time on focusing on the other efforts related to your colleagues and people surrounding you, just focus on what is actually and truly related to your own business efficiency. If you just keep up doing so, not only you would get successful in your own field of business, but also you would be recognized as a reliable, trusted person in your own field of business. And everyone would just count on you and just recognize you as a person who is in charge, responsible, and also helpful in any time they would get into trouble. Also, don't forget to be connecting directly with decision makers to enhance your visibility and maintaining accountability in a way that promotes growth and profitability for you. So in order to just seem much more responsible, focus on the tasks which have been already assigned to you to be done and taken care of. So if you just have a kind of purposeful and planned schedule to make your tasks done as soon as possible and as efficient as possible. Also, don't forget to avoid any kind of minor conflicts, which is supposed to hinder your success and path of growth. Also, don't forget the people surrounding you, the colleagues, everyone in your family member would behave in the same way you've already had and treated them with. And most importantly, don't forget not to be rigid. Instead, try to be flexible and adaptable. As while you're just working, so many changes would take place. For instance, as I've already told you, you may have a kind of meeting location change or time changes. So in order to just actually make the whole team much more efficient, avoid stressing out or blaming others, okay? Instead of this, try to be calm, supportive, and just be in line with all the team members. This is going to show you much more professional and understanding and would make you much more reliable and also trustworthy in the eye of your colleagues and people surrounding you. In the end, I have to just remind you of being reliable, responsible, and also consistently flexible and adaptable in your own work atmosphere. I wish you all the best business issues, successes, and achievements. And I'm hopeful that all the points I've just mentioned in this podcast would be taken care of and focused on by you so that you would push forward as efficient as possible. Thank you very much. Take a good care of yourself. Have a nice day. Goodbye.